只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
And the chief priests and the scribes thought they might take him by trickery and put him to death, but they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask, a very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, Why was this fragrant oil wasted?
这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they criticized her sharply.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。
”But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me."
因为常有穷人和你们同在。要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish you may do them good, but me you do not have always.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
好吧，我们再来翻到另外一处的圣经，在约翰福音第十二章第一节到第三节。
Now another passage in the Bible is John 12.1 to 3, the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, 1 to 3.
约翰福音第十二章第一节到第三节。这个地方所讲的是同一个故事，是不同的人，约翰的记载，做一个补充。
Here it gives the same account of what has happened, except it's written by John as a supplementary account to the first one we read.
十二章第一节。
12:1.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拿撒勒从死里复活之处。
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大侍候，拿撒勒也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
And Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with fragrance of the oil.
好吧，我们再低头一点祷告。
Please bow your head up, have a further word of prayer.
我们在天上的神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our God in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
是你的恩典和爱把我们和福音朋友一同召聚在你的宝座面前。
It is your grace and love that have called us and all the gospel friends before your throne.
求你借着你儿子耶稣的宝血接近凡来到你面前的每一个人。
We ask that cleanse everyone who comes in your presence with your son's precious blood.
也借着圣灵能够把你的福音讲在翻译在我们每个人的心里。
And also through your Holy Spirit, speak and interpret the very good tidings into everyone's heart.
我们这样祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray in your son's name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
今天我们要在这里一同和大家分享耶稣基督的福音。
Today we would like to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们刚才念的圣经马可福音第十四章第九节。
Mark 14,
十四章九节。
Verse 9, which we just read.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，都要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Assuredly, I say to you, whether this gospel, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
那么约翰福音十二章告诉我们，这个女人的名字叫玛利亚。
And then in John 12, we read the woman's name is Mary.
那天耶稣在一个人的家里做客。
On that day, Jesus was invited as a guest in a certain person's house.
主人叫西门，他长大麻风，那个病我相信被耶稣治好了。
The host was Simon, who was a leper, and I believe his leprosy was healed by Jesus.
所以他正就摆设宴席，要来款待耶稣还有众人。
Therefore, Simon put out a feast to entertain Jesus and all his company.
可以想象那个时候人肯定很多大家都非常欢喜快乐，就像过节一样。
You can imagine that on that day there were so many people, everybody was glad and happy. It's just like celebrating a holiday.
那么就在这个时候呢
？And right at this time,
玛利亚拿着一瓶真拿达香膏。
And Mary took an alabaster of the perfume of pure nard.
她迫不及待的把那瓶子都打破了，然后全部浇在耶稣的头上。
As though she couldn't wait any longer, right away she broke the bottle and poured the perfume upon Jesus' head, upon his feet, and then again wiped the oil of perfume with her hair from Jesus' feet.
整个屋里都满了那个膏的香气。
So the whole house was filled with the fragrant oil.
我想房间里面有几个人看到非常不高兴。
And some of the people sitting in the room weren't very happy.
他知道这个香膏是非常名贵的一种香料，在那个时候。
Because they knew that the perfume was made out of very expensive spices then.
据有人去后来去查证，那个香料是产于喜马拉雅山脉。
And somebody did research on this and say that.This perfume came from the mountain range Himalayas.
Yeah, 那个大概那个圣经告诉我们，大概那个一瓶的香料值30两银子。
And the Bible told us that the worth of that perfume is about 300 denarii.
你说如果换算成今天的价钱，大家知道是多少吗？
Do you know how much it would cost if you change that to today's currency?
相当于一个中产阶级一年的收入。
It's about a whole year's salary for a middle-income family.
加上它是10万美元好了。
So let's say it's $100,000.
你想象把10万美元的一瓶香膏或者香水一下就倒出来，10万美元呢，那肯定是个浪费，对不对？
So picture this, you pour out the whole bottle of perfume which will cost you $100,000 and then what a waste this has become.
可是耶稣怎么回答呢？
So what did Jesus answer?
耶稣说由他吧，他所做的是一件美事。
Let her alone, what she has done was a good work for me.
原来在这么多欢乐的人群中只有一个人，玛利亚知道，清楚地知道耶稣就要死了。
So it turned out that among all these jubilant people, only one person knew that Jesus was about to die.
所以他拿出珍贵的那个香膏来。
Therefore, she took out this costly perfume.
知道吗？要根据当时的习俗的话，这个香膏应该是玛利亚为自己出嫁的时候预备的。
According to the custom those days,This perfume most likely is prepared for herself when she gets married.
现在玛利亚奋不顾身把它全部拿出来，倒在为耶稣做预先安葬用。
Now she didn't care about it at all. She just took it out, the perfume, and poured it upon our Lord Jesus.
两天以后
，Two days later,
耶稣就被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
那我们的问题是为什么耶稣要死
？Then our question is why did Jesus have to die？
为什么玛利亚对耶稣的死如此的 激动，如此的感动。
Why is Mary being so touched by Jesus' death?
上个月月底，十一月底。
This is the end of last month, November, the past November.
我在网上看到了一则新闻。
I read a news on the web.
事情是发生在大陆的沈阳。
This event happened in Shenyang in mainland China.
有一对年轻的夫妇，妻子大概27岁。
A young couple, the wife was about 27 years old.
她得了一种那个叫纤维瘤，不是癌症，是瘤，纤维瘤。
She had certain benevolent tumor, it's not cancer.
A fiber tumor.
It's a fiber tumor.
这个长得非常快，现在已经长到了他的那个大脑的里面，长到他的这个呼吸道，他呼吸都很困难了。
It grew so fast, it got to her brain, got to her respiratory organ, so it's very hard for her to breathe.
所以她是不能工作的，所以家里边全靠自己的丈夫，也是大概27、28岁，每个月只有不到1000块钱的收入。你知道，在大陆这个钱是很少的。
So she couldn't work, nor could her husband. Their household income for a month is about fewer than $1,000 renminbi, and that's considered meager salary in China.
那为了跟妻子治病，所以他们就要节约钱了。
So in order to heal the wife, they had to scrap every penny they could come up with.
丈夫每天的就是一包方便面，为了节约，就是一包方便面就是他一天的饮食。而妻子吃的好一点，几个土豆加一妻子和儿还有个七岁的儿子和几个土豆和那个豆角在一起吃，就是他们一天的食物。
So the husband's daily meal is just one pack of instant noodle. And the wife, she had to eat a little better. So she probably had some potatoes, some green beans, some stuff like that. And they even have a 7-year-old son at home.
所以他们这样节约的话，大概有节约了四五万块人民币，要跟妻子动手术。
They have been so frugal with money in order to save money for the wife for that surgery. And they did so about 4 or 5 months.
就在这个时候
，At this time they got $4,000 to $5,000.
这个七岁的孩子连续发高烧。
And right at this time, the son got a fever, and it lasted continually.
到医院去检查是白血病。
And when they took him to the hospital, it turned out he had leukemia.
那么医院告诉他要十几万到几十万人民币。
And the hospital told them that would cost them more than $100,000 renminbi to have the surgery.
这个时候妻子就拒绝任何治疗了。
So at this moment, the wife simply refused any further treatment.
而丈夫问她为什么。
And the husband asked her why.
她说把所有的钱用在孩子身上。
And she said, I want to use all the money on our son.
她说我死了可以。让孩子活。
And、she said, it's okay for me to die, but our son has to live.
耶稣为什么要死？
So here the question is, why did Jesus have to die?
因为耶稣死是为了玛利亚活。
Because he died so that Mary could live.
今天，好，我们人们都把十字架当成一个宗教，基督教的一个标志。
Today we all consider the cross as a symbol of a religion of Christianity.
也被演变成今天医院里的红十字就像救死扶伤的那个红十字的一个标志
And nowadays it has evolved into a symbol like you see on an ambulance, the Red Cross.
甚至电影里边把十字架当成一个驱魔赶鬼的一个什么道具，对不对？在好莱坞电影你看得到的。
Even in the movies, you see that the cross is being used as a prop for exorcism.
但是大家知道十字架真实的意思吗？
But do you know what the true meaning of the cross is?
十字架乃是代表死。
It represents death.
在十字架上，耶稣为玛利亚，为那个房间里边所有欢乐的人群，也为在座的你和我，为全人类被钉死在十字架上。
On the cross, Jesus died for Mary, for everyone in that room who was so happy then, and for everyone of the world, you and me included.
圣经告诉我们，人都犯了罪，罪的结局就是死。
The Bible tells us that everyone sins, and the end of sin is death.
当初亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面不信神，吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
When Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden did not believe in God, so they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
圣经告诉我们，从此以后，因着他这样做，罪就进入了人类，进入了世界。
And the Bible tells us that because they did this, from then on, sin entered into the world.
而死亡就变成了你和我注定的结局。
And death has become your and my doomed end.
不光如此，我们死了以后，我们都要下地狱的。
And not only so, after we die, we all go to hell.
很稀奇哈。
And amazingly,
神把这件事情归罪于亚当一个人。
God ascribed this very thing to Adam alone.
虽然是亚当和夏娃一起吃的，但是神说这是亚当一个人给人类给世界带来的罪和。
Even Adam and Eve both of them ate of the fruit, but God said that it is Adam who committed the sin and imputed the result of sin on him alone.
因为亚当是第一个人啊，他代表所有后来的人。
Because Adam was the very first person who represented all mankind to come.
现在呢，耶稣也要一个人。
So likewise, Jesus him alone
也要把亚当给人类带来的罪和死亡全部除去。
Will abolish all the sin and all the iniquity of mankind.
现在问题就来了。
Now here comes the issue.
亚当可以代表我们，因为他是我们的始祖嘛。
Adam could represent all of us because he was the ancestor of us.
那么耶稣凭什么可以代表我们呢？
So on what ground could Jesus represent us?
圣经告诉我们，耶稣是神的儿子。
The Bible informs us that Jesus is the Son of God.
不光如此。
Not only so.
他是全人类的主人。
He is the master of the whole human race.
也就是说，我们所有的人都是为着耶稣一个人造的。
That should say all of us, every single one of us is created for Jesus.
如果是这样的话，当然他可以代表我们。
If this is the case, of course, Jesus can represent us.
耶稣要背负全人类的罪。
He would bear the sin of the whole world.
你的罪，我的罪。
Your sin and mine included.
还有玛利亚的罪。
As well as Mary's.
在十字架上替我们死。
So on the cross, he died for us.
那么耶稣是怎么样替我们死的呢？
So how could Jesus die in our place?
从一个角度来看，耶稣是被我们人钉死的。
From one perspective, yes, Jesus was nailed to death by us.
我有一个曾经有一个穆斯林的同事。
I once had a Muslim colleague.
他曾经对我说。
And he told me that.
他说我们穆斯林不允许人侮辱我们的先知穆罕默德，就像你们基督徒不允许人侮辱耶稣一样。
We Muslims would never allow anyone to insult Muhammad, just like you Christians would not allow anyone to humiliate Jesus.
所以我们就知道为什么今天穆斯林要在地上屠杀别人 ，right?
So now we know why Muslims today want to massacre all the people.
他是告诉我为什么会有现在发生的事情。
And his statement told me what's happening nowadays.
我回答他说，我说你知道吗？
So I replied in this way, do you know this?
耶稣受尽了人的侮辱。
Jesus actually suffered all the humiliation from man.
他被人打耳光，吐口水。
He was slapped on the face, he was spit upon.
用皮鞭任意抽打。
And he was scourged by the leather whip and whatever man wants to do.
他被钉在十字架上，我们看到了有的人画的画像好像一块布遮着的，是不是？但大家知不知道，耶稣是赤裸裸的被钉死在十字架上的？
When we look at a picture, we see Jesus hung on the cross with a piece of cloth covering his groin. But do you know, Jesus actually was crucified on the cross naked.
然后用刺刀。把他的心脏，从这个地方把他刺了一个洞，
and with
然后身体敲开。
they pierced our Lord Jesus, and all the flesh split open.
耶稣是被人钉死的，人把所有污秽肮脏的东西全部倒在耶稣的身上，把他当成一个十恶不赦的罪人。
And Jesus was nailed on the cross to death. People threw all kinds of filthy stuff upon him, treating Jesus as a monstrous criminal that could never be forgiven his sin.
但是从另外一个角度
But from another perspective,
耶稣的死又是上帝的审判。
Jesus' death is actually the judgment from God.
而且这个审判比我们刚才所讲的人给耶稣加在身上的那些侮辱、那些折磨要痛苦得多。
And this judgment is more painful than all that humiliation, all that insult that we saw people pour upon Jesus.
直到耶稣在十字架上快死的时候
When Jesus dying on the cross,
他痛苦恐惧地喊着说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
In anguish and pain, in suffering, he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为在那一刻，耶稣不光是背负着全人类的罪，滔天的罪。
Because at that moment, it's not only he bore all the iniquity of mankind, that monstrous, humongous sin of whole people.
而且神把千年来累积的对人类的罪的所有的愤怒都倾倒在耶稣一个人的身上。
But instead, all the wrath and indignation of God throughout the thousands of years that came from God being poured upon Jesus himself alone.
耶稣在十字架上的经历啊，绝不是肉体上的痛苦和死亡。
So the experience of Jesus on the cross is not merely the bodily suffering and anguish.
乃是地狱的灭亡。
Instead, that is the perdition in hell.
这就是十字架的意思。
And this is the true meaning of the cross.
死，耶稣代替我们死。
His death is a vicarious death. He took our place to die.
十字架还有另外一个意思。
Now there is another meaning to the cross.
爱，神的爱。
That is love, God's love.
大家知道，人自从亚当犯了罪以后
，Do you know that ever since Adam sinned,
神啊，被处在一个矛盾的里面。
It seems God is being put in a position of contradiction.
一方面来讲，我们的神啊，我们都知道是公义的，是圣洁的。
On the one hand, we all know that our God is holy and righteous.
什么是公义？什么是圣洁？什么是公义
？So what is righteousness? What is holiness?
他的圣洁就是说，他不能够容忍一点点的罪。用我们今天熟悉的话来讲，就是眼睛揉不得一点点沙子。
It means that in our language, today's language is in God's eyes, not a speck of dust is allowed.
一点点的公义的神，那么这是圣洁。神公义的意思呢，就是一点点的罪，神都要审判。
Not a speck of sin is allowed in God's eye, has to be judged just like righteousness. Every bit of righteousness has to be judged by Him.
那按照神的标准，就是人必须。要死，因着罪的缘故，死了以后还要下地狱。
So according to God's standard, every sinner has to die. After that, go to hell.
神的公义圣洁。
And this is God's righteousness and holiness.
另一方面呢，是神的爱。
On the other hand, we see God's love.
你知道，今天世上所有的人都享受着神无限很大的爱。
Do you know today everyone in the world is enjoying the infinite, tremendous love from God?
神给我们免费的阳光、水和空气。
You enjoy this sunshine and this air free of cost.
那些污染都是人造成的，是人的贪婪造成的。
And all the pollution is caused by man's greediness.
神不希望人灭亡，因他爱我们。
God loves us so much; He does not anyone to perish.
大家看到这个矛盾没有？如果爱我们的神不希望我们灭亡，他要想要赦免我们的罪。
On the one hand, the God who loves us so dearly doesn't want us to perish. He wants to forgive our sins.
他凭什么？他不能凭空赦免我们的罪，否则他看不上公义圣洁的神。
On what ground could he do this? He could not just forgive our sins out of thin air. Then he cannot be said of a holy God.
那怎么办?
So what could he do?
神就把他的独生儿子耶稣。
God gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
就是我们人类的主人，我们的主宰。
Who is the master of all mankind.
给我们主赎罪。
God gave Jesus to us as a sin atonement.
当耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was nailed to the cross,
神的公义、圣洁和神的爱就和谐了。
God's righteousness and God's holiness are now in harmony.
借着耶稣基督的死的赎罪，我们人神就可以赦免我们的罪了。
Through Jesus' death, through his atonement, now God can forgive man's sins.
Maria 被耶稣的死感动了。
Mary was so touched by Jesus' death.
所以把自己珍藏的真拿达香膏给耶稣做安葬用。
So she took out this pure perfume or pure nard that she had collected and treasured so much for Jesus' burial.
你要知道吗？玛利亚被耶稣的爱感动了，耶稣也被玛利亚的行动感动了。
But does everybody know that just as Mary was touched by Jesus' love, Jesus was also touched by Mary?
耶稣曾经跟很多人讲到他的死。
Because Jesus had told so many people about his imminent death.
但是只有玛利亚听进去了，记住了。
But only Mary who heard him saying and registered it in her heart. She remembered it.
所以耶稣说，无论今后，无论你们在什么地方传福音，都要纪念这个女人所做的，以为纪念。
Therefore, Jesus says, wherever this gospel is preached among the whole world, what this woman has done has to be remembered as a memorial to her.
圣经记载玛利亚总共有三次。
In the Bible, there are three times, it records the account about Mary.
每一次耶稣都被感动。
And at every time, Jesus was touched.
这我们刚才这个故事是第三次。
The story we just read about was the third account.
我们再回过头看第二次圣经记载玛利亚。
Now, we will come back to the second time when the Bible records Mary.
大家知道吗？在那里耶稣哭了。
And there Jesus wept.
玛利亚不光知道耶稣将要死。
Not only did Mary know Jesus was about to die.
而且她认识到一件同样重要的事情。
And also she comprehended one thing of the same importance.
我们就翻到我们刚才读的是约翰福音第十二章，我们回过头去看第十一章。
We just read John 12. Now we will come back to chapter 11.
十一章都是记载一个故事因为太长了，因此为了学时间的缘故，我们只是读几节的圣经就可以了。
Chapter 11 is about one account for the whole chapter because of time restraint. We will just pinpoint some verses here.
约翰福音第十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
到第三节。
To verse 3.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他的脚的，患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Therefore, the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
第六节到第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
从第五节开始。
It says, start from 5.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拿撒路。
Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
听见拿撒路病了，就在所居之地人住了两天。
So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was.
然后我们到第七节，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。
Verse 7, then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
耶稣到了，就知道拿撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
二十五节到二十六节。
Verses 25 and 26.
耶稣对他说，复活，对他是对姐姐说哈这儿。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Jesus said to her, this her is Mary's sister. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
32节到35节。32
to 35。
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就伏伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。
And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
四十四节。
44.
那死人就出来了。手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him, let him go.
我们再看到后面二十章的第九节。
Now chapter 20, verse
9. 这个时候呢，耶稣已经被钉死在十字架上，然后已经复活了。
At this time, Jesus had been crucified on the cross and then rose again.
二十章九节。
20 verse 9.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead.
玛利亚的姐姐叫马大，兄弟叫拿撒路。
Mary's sister is called Martha and her brother Lazarus.
兄弟病了，两姐妹就派人去请耶告诉耶稣啊，希望耶稣赶快回来帮他兄弟治病。
So the brother was sick, so two sisters sent for Jesus, hoping that Jesus would come back immediately to heal him.
结果拿撒路死了四天，耶稣才到。
In the end, Jesus Lazarus died and Jesus came 4 days later.
玛利亚非常伤心。
Mary was heartbroken.
她一开始不愿意见耶稣。
At first, she didn't want to see Jesus.
因为耶稣显然故意耽延了两天。
Apparently, Jesus delayed another 2 days.
因为玛利亚当从路程就算得出来，她应该早到了。
Because Jesus could calculate the time, how much the journey would take, so Jesus should have been here.
后来马大去告诉玛利亚说，你赶快来见耶稣，耶稣要见你。
So Martha later told Mary, come quickly, Jesus wants to see you.
玛利亚这个时候才来见耶稣。
It is at this time Mary went to see Jesus.
她伏伏在耶稣的脚前这样说。
Mary fell at Jesus' feet.
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
她就伤心地哭。
And she was so grieved that she wept.
同着她一起去的犹太人也跟着她哭。
And everyone who went together with her wept together.
耶稣看见他们的样子，心中很悲伤。
And upon seeing how they acted, our Lord groaned in the spirit also.
我们的主也哭了。
Our Lord wept also.
然后接下来耶稣做什么？
And what did our Lord Jesus do next?
耶稣就当着他们所有人的面，让拿撒路从坟墓里面活生生地走出来。
And before everyone, our Lord Jesus told Lazarus to come out alive from his tomb.
耶稣曾经对他们说, 复活在我, 生命也在我。
And before that, Jesus said to them, I am the resurrection and the life.
知道吗? 在之前啊, 耶稣很多次告诉跟随他的人, 他要如何的死, 他要如何的复活,
Do you know,
第三天要复活。
Do you know this? Before this, Jesus had told others many times how he would die, how he would rise again the third day. But none of them believed him.
耶稣最大的门徒叫彼得,
the most prominent disciple of Jesus is Peter. He even said this to Jesus.
绝不可能,
by no means.
Yeah,
how could this thing ever happen to you?
今天呢,兄弟从死里复活。
Now today, Lazarus was raised from the dead.
玛利亚对耶稣和耶稣所要做的有了更深的认识。
So at this point, Mary had a deeper understanding of what Jesus was and his possible coming work would be.
所以当时玛利亚的认识超过了当时所有的人。
So Mary's understanding of Jesus' statement at that time far exceeded everyone else.
当耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候,
when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
你就看到玛利亚竟然没有去, 看,
you see that Mary did not go to see Jesus.
很多爱耶稣的妇女们都去看耶稣钉十字架。
All the women who loved Jesus so dearly went to see Jesus being crucified on the cross.
玛利亚已经不需要了。
At this point, there is no need for Mary to go.
因为她知道耶稣会死, 但是耶稣也必定复活。
Because she had known Jesus would have to die, and then he would rise again.
大家知道圣经里边还有两个玛利亚, 我们都很熟悉。
Do you notice that there are two other Marys that we are all very familiar in the Bible?
一个是耶稣肉身的母亲,
one is the Mary of Jesus' mother in his flesh.
对,她也叫玛利亚。
She's also called Mary.
后来被人为的封为圣母玛利亚, 大家听说过哈。
And everybody knows this, that later on people dubbed her as the Holy Mother Mary.
这不是圣经的教导, 这是人做的。
However, this is not the teaching of the Bible, it's man's doing.
另外一个, 叫摩达拉的玛利亚。
The other Mary is Mary of Magdalene.
耶稣的死, 她比耶稣的母亲还伤心。
And Mary Magdalene seemed to be more heartbroken than Jesus' mother in his flesh. These two Marys, they went to see Jesus being crucified on the cross.
然后看见耶稣死了, 埋了。
They did this in person, and they saw Jesus die, and they saw him buried.
那么三天以后, 就是节日以后, 他们就迫不及待地要到那个坟墓里去。
And then, 3 days later, after the feast, they couldn't wait. They just rushed to the tomb.
他们打算要为耶稣的尸体上香抹药。
They planned to anoint Jesus' body with spices and with myrrh.
因为那个时候他们压根就不明白, 不光是他们不明白, 连门徒都不明白, 耶稣会从死里复活。
Because at that time, they did not understand it at all that Jesus would rise from the dead. Not just them, not even the disciples.
Yeah,
but here, today, in our story, this Mary, she knew.
死人复活啊, 在信息发达的今天, 其实不是一件非常稀罕的事。
Now, in today's age of all the information advanced, for the dead to come back from life doesn't seem to be very something rare.
你到互联网去查死人复活, 你会发到很多很多这样的例子。
Online, you could see there are so many examples like this.
就在今年, 2月份,
it's just in this year, the past February,
在密苏里州, 发生了一件事。
Something happened in the state of Missouri.
一个14岁的男孩子在那个结了冰的湖上玩, 就掉到湖里边去。
A 14-year boy, while he was skating on a frozen lake, he fell into the water.
然后等那个救援人员来把他从湖里拿出来送到医院去，医生说早就死了。
When the ambulance came over and got him out of the water and then rushed him to the hospital. All the ambulance staff said, well, he had died already.
后来他妈母亲赶到了医院，边哭边为孩子祷告，因为他是基督徒。
And his mother, being a Christian, rushed to the hospital. She prayed while she was crying her heart out.
突然这孩子的心脏就开始有跳动了。
All of a sudden, the boy's heart starts to beat again.
现场的医生一个个目瞪口呆，不可能，就在嘴里说。
All the medical staff, doctors and nurses on the spot, they were flabbergasted.
后来几天，这个孩子就复原如初了。
And a few days later, the boy was fully recovered and was discharged.
你知道医学上啊，对这种很难以解释的从死人死了而又复活过来的人，给了一个名词叫拿撒路综合症。
Now, in medical field, this is hard to explain.
学医的人可能可以。
And there is a special term. It's called Lazarus syndrome.
但是啊，我们都知道这些人的复活和耶稣的复活有个本质的不同。
All of you who are in the medical field probably heard of it, but there is a stark difference of the resurrection of the cases like this from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
所有这些复活的例子，你所找到的，在互联网还可以找到更多。这些人虽然复活了，他们都会死。
All these resurrection cases, you can find many, many more in the web, but they all have to die eventually.
拿撒路，我们相信他一定又死了。
Lazarus, as we believe, died eventually.
但是唯有耶稣的复活啊，是永远不会再死。
But only Jesus' resurrection, he does not die anymore.
我们都知道圣经记载，当耶稣复活以后，很多人在很多人面前看见耶稣被接升天。
According to the Bible's record, that after Jesus was raised from the dead, in front of so many people, they witnessed that Jesus being taken up to heaven.
所有看见的人从那个时候起就相信了。
All the witnesses from then on believed in him completely.
所以他们到处去给别人传福音，说耶稣已经复活了。
So they went to all over the places telling people Jesus has risen.
我们刚才已经讲了，耶稣在十字架上代替我们死，神就可以赦免我们的罪了。
We just mentioned that Jesus died on the cross as a substitute for us all.So our sins could be forgiven.
然后呢？
And then,
这才做了一半啊。
This is just half the work he can perform.
罪的问题解决了，那么死呢？
He has resolved the very issue of sins. What about death?
耶稣从死里复活，向世界、向人宣告说，他有一个永远的生命，有个胜过死亡的生命，因为复活了嘛，那个生命是永恒的。
Jesus rose from the dead, and he proclaimed this to the whole world. He has overcome death. Now he has this everlasting life.
神要把这个永远的生命赐给那些罪被赦免了的人。
He wants to give this eternal life to all whose sins are forgiven.
当然，我们知道在座每一个基督徒啊都会死的。
Every
Christian
sitting in this room.Knows that we all have to die. Our body does.
耶稣怎么说？
But what does Jesus say?
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
上个星期啊，我们很多弟兄姊妹去参加 Dylan 的葬礼。
Last Sunday, many of our brothers and sisters went to Dylan's funeral service.
Dylan 是一个17个月大的小 baby。
Dylan was 17 months old.
他得了一种非常罕见的白血病。
He incurred this rare disease, blood disease, a terminal.
Right. 我们教会很多弟兄姊妹为他迫切的为他祷告了好几个月。
Many of the brothers and sisters have been praying fervently.For several months for this toddler.
我信主20年来，这是我唯一的一次祷告的这么累的。
And in my 20 years of Christian walk, this is the very first time that I labor so strenuously in my prayer.
我们中间还有比我更那个祷告更迫切的弟兄姊妹。
And there are many more brothers and sisters who pray more earnestly than I.
有的弟兄姊妹甚至住在敌人的家里边，因为他还有一个哥哥，他们去帮他带这个哥哥，好让父母亲去医院照顾敌人。
Some brother and sister even lived in Dylan's house because Dylan also had an older brother to take care of him.
我们所有祷告的弟兄姊妹都巴不得神能够医治敌人。
All the brothers and sisters who pray for them could only hope that God would heal this boy.
几个月以后，上个星期，敌人过世了。
But a few months later, Dylan passed away.
我一直在问我自己为什么。
So I kept asking myself why.
我们的神是神迹奇事的神，为什么不医治敌人？
Our God is the God who works miracles and signs. Why did not He heal Dylan?
当我去参加葬礼，我看到敌人的小身体遗体。
When I went to the funeral home and I actually saw the little body of Dylan.
他的身体已经肿胀了，被那个药物，被那个病的那个折磨，那个身体完全变形了。
His body was totally deformed because of the treatment of all the medicine and also the torturing of the disease.
我觉得神给我答案了。
And then I realized that God gave me the answer.
虽然他在地上死了，但他今天去了这个更好的地方。
Even though he died on earth, but today he is in a much better place.
敌人才17个月大，他不知道信耶稣不信耶稣的事。我也不知道有人跟他讲过没有。
Dylan being 17 months old only, he knew nothing about believing or not believing Jesus, and I'm not aware that anybody has shared this with him.
但是我深信，今天 Dylan 已经在天上了。
But I firmly believe today Dylan is in heaven.
因为记得弟兄姊妹教会为着 Dylan 这么迫切的祷告。
Because it's through the fervent prayers of brothers and sisters, the whole church.
他的父母亲也因着敌人的病来到神的面前向神祈求，向耶稣祈求祷告。
His parents, because of the disease, also came before our Lord Jesus and prayed to him.
听过敌人母亲祷告的人，
everyone who
这是种撕心裂肺的祷告。
Everyone who has heard the visceral prayer of Dylan's mother,
他们把他交在神的面前。
She prayed that she would commit her child to Jesus.
耶稣说，信我的人必然要复活。
Will be so much touched. So Jesus says that he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
我们的主再来，耶稣再来的时候，我们所有的死去的基督徒都要复活，要进到永生。
When Jesus comes again, every Christian who passed away before will rise again and enter the eternity.
大家知道吗？像耶稣那样的复活乃是全人类最大的希望和安慰。
Do you know that Jesus' resurrection is the greatest hope and consolation for all men?
这就是我们今天传的耶稣基督的福音。
And today, this is the good news that we share with you.About Jesus.
愿意接受这个福音吗？
Will you be willing to receive this gospel?
非常简单。
Very simple.
只要你承认你的罪。
As long as you confess your sins.
相信耶稣基督就够了。
Believe in Jesus, that is enough.
神就要赦免你的罪。
God will forgive your sins.
把那个永远的生命给你。
He will grant you this eternal life.
将来有一天，你这个肉身就算在地上死了，你还会复活进入永生的。
Later, even though your body might die, but still you have the eternal life. You will rise again.
很简单，是不是？
Very simple, isn't it?
但是不容易。
However, it's not easy.
刚才我们一直讲到很多跟随耶稣的人。
We just mentioned that there are so many people who follow Jesus.
他们亲自听了耶稣传福音。
They themselves heard Jesus sharing the gospel.
但是相信的人不多。
But few believed him.
而玛利亚是最与众不同的一个人。
And Mary is the most distinguished one from the others.
下面我们就来看圣经第一次记载这个玛利亚 的地方。
Now we're going to consider the very first account about Mary.
希望能够给我们带来我们在信耶稣的道路上给我们带来一点启发和帮助。
I hope this would give you some inspiration and revelation in shedding light in your way of following.
大家记住我们都是回过头往看的，所以说时间是发生在之前的。
You notice that we reverse the order, so this account happened the very first time.
在路加记载在路加福音第十章。
Luke 10.
路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。
38:38-42.
这是圣经里面第一次记载玛利亚。
This is the very first biblical account of Mary.
第十章三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
Verse 38, now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Mary, Martha welcomed him into her house.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐他来帮助我。
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Then Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.
耶稣到了伯大尼，马大这个姐姐就接耶稣到家里面，想要好好的款待耶稣和他同行的人。
Now Jesus came to Bethany, and Martha welcomed him into her house, and hoping to entertain Jesus and his company nicely.
当时有很多的事情，你想想，那么多人的饭要做，对不对？
There must be so many things going on. Imagine this, all the meals she had to cook.
所以马大就心烦意乱而且更气人的是自己的妹妹特不自觉。特不自觉竟然坐在耶稣的脚前和客人们一起要听耶稣讲道。
And Martha became disquieted and flustered. And what's even more upsetting is her sister was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him to speak. And Martha felt Mary was so unconscientious.
Yeah, exactly. 所以马大忍无可忍，这个时候就当着大家众人的面跑到耶稣面前去告状，告妹妹的状。
Therefore, Martha at this time couldn't understand it any longer, so she went in front of everyone, griped about Martha to Jesus.
耶稣怎么回答马大？
So what did Jesus answer?
他说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事情思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了，所以不能夺去的。”
Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which cannot be taken away from her.
听了耶稣的回答，大家是不是有没有一种感觉是为马大打抱不平？
When you heard of this, heard of Jesus' reply, what do you think? Wouldn't you protest for Martha saying this is unfair play?
想想看，如果马大生气了，那好，我也坐着来听道，谁去做饭我不管了。
Well, should Martha become so angry, saying, "Okay, I'll sit down and listening to Jesus talking. Who will be preparing for the meals?"
那你耶稣吃什么
？What would Jesus eat?
但是耶稣就是站在玛利亚这边呢。
However, Jesus stood on the side of Mary.
借着这个故事，大家注意到没有，玛利亚是怎么样的一个人？
Through this account, have you noticed what kind of person Mary was?
其实玛利亚平时也人缘很好的。
But usually Mary was on everybody's good side.
我们都知道她兄弟死的时候，很多的犹太人一直陪着玛利亚。
Because after her brother died, we know so many Jews kept her company, staying with her.
那些犹太人，他玛利亚走在哪里，他跟在哪里。玛利亚哭，他们跟着玛利亚哭。
So wherever Mary went, they followed. And when Mary wept, they wept also.
但是在那个时候。
But at that time,
玛利亚知道听耶稣讲道是最重要的事。
Mary knew the most important thing is to listen to Jesus.
所以就没有任何事情、任何人，哪怕是再和你，都能打搅他。
None of the things, none of the people would distract her.
玛利亚向着耶稣有一个非常认真、执着的心。
So Mary's heart toward Jesus was serious, was adamant.
你知道吗？耶稣把他关于他的死和他的复活啊，告诉了很多跟随他的人。
Do you know this? Jesus has first told his death, his resurrection to so many people already.
你知道在跟随他的人中有些什么样的人吗？
And do you know who are those who were following Jesus?
有很多是放下了一切啊，来跟随耶稣的门徒们。
Some of them were disciples who have forsaken everything they had to follow Jesus.
还有很多就像玛利亚那样，都是爱耶稣啊。前面的两个玛利亚都是爱耶稣的那些妇女们。
And the other would be like the previous Mary who loved the Lord so dearly.
还有像马大这样、西门那样热心接待耶稣的人。
And others were like Martha and Simon, who.So welcome Jesus into their home so warmly.
但是我敢说，只有玛利亚一个人在认真地听耶稣讲什么。
But I would dare to say this: only Mary, one person who is so seriously listening to what Jesus was saying.
所以当第二次圣经记载玛利亚的时候
，So in the second account when the Bible records Mary,
玛利亚看着她兄弟从死里复活
，That she witnessed.Her brother to rise from the dead.
他对耶稣所讲的死复活有了亲身的经历。
Therefore, she had this personal experience of the death and resurrection that Jesus talked about.
当第三次圣经记载玛利亚的时候
，So in the third account of the Bible's record about Mary,
玛利亚就把她所听见的、所看见的、所经历的变成了行动。
Mary turned what she had heard, she had seen, she had experienced into real action.
她把自己所珍藏的香膏把它浇在耶稣的头上、身上，用头发抹在耶稣的脚上。
She poured out this perfume that she had treasured of so much upon Jesus' head, upon Jesus' body and his feet.
然后呢？
And then?
然后呢？
And then what happened?
玛利亚就消失了。
And then she disappeared.
她没有去看耶稣钉十字架。
She did not go to see Jesus being crucified.
她也没有去那个空坟墓去找耶稣。
Nor did she go to the empty tomb to look for him.
圣经也不再记载她了。
Nor did the Bible have any further account about her.
各位朋友，玛利亚就是一个普通的基督徒。
Friends, this Mary is simply a very ordinary Christian.
耶稣却吩咐我们说
Jesus has charged us.
普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，都要纪念这个女人所做的。
Wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be mentioned as a memorial to her.
玛利亚为了明白耶稣和她所讲的传的福音，她有一个非常认真执着的心。
In order to understand Jesus and the gospel Jesus is sharing, she has this very serious and adamant heart.
不仅如此
Not only so,
她在耶稣的面前也有一颗温柔谦卑的心。
Before Jesus, she also had this gentle and humble heart.
大家不知道大家注意到没有
Have you noticed this?
圣经三次记载玛利亚
Among the three accounts of Mary,
每一次玛利亚都是在耶稣的脚前。
Every single time, Mary was at the feet of Jesus.
第一次，她是坐在耶稣的脚前听耶稣讲道。
First time, she sat at the feet of Jesus and listening to him speak.
第二次， 第二次他是匍匐在耶稣的脚前哭泣，为着他死去的兄弟。
Second time, she fell down at the feet of Jesus, crying out to Jesus for her deceased brother.
第三次
to heal him.
他是在耶稣的脚前用自己的头发把香膏涂在耶稣的脚上。
The third time, she was also at the feet of Jesus and wiping, the perfume on Jesus' feet with her hair.
玛利亚对耶稣的福音有一个认真的执着的心。
She has this very atmospheric heart in order to understand
Jesus' heart.
As well as before Jesus, she has such a humble and a gentle spirit. Jesus is the creator and the master of the whole universe. Is there anything that hinders us to be humble before Him?
巴不得能够记得借着玛利亚这个故事。
Oh, if only that through Mary's story.
帮助各位在座的福音朋友们。
That every gospel friend
in our midst could be helped. 在你寻找信仰的道路上。
On this journey of yours, seeking and looking for the truth.
早日能够遇见你的也是我们的唯一救主耶稣基督。
You will soon meet your Savior as well as our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray now.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
巴不得你把刚才的福音啊，借着你的灵再次讲到。讲在我们每一个仍然在寻求真理的朋友们的心里。
If only through the Holy Spirit that you speak once again into our gospel friends as to this very good news we have shared.
当他们有个认真的心想要来寻求你的时候。
When they do have this serious heart to seek after you.
当他们有个谦卑的心愿意向你祈求的时候。
And when they have this humble heart to cry out to you.
你就借着你儿子耶稣基督的血洁净他们。
Through the blood of your son Jesus Christ, cleanse them.
赦免他们的罪。
Forgive their sins.
把永远的生命赐给他们。
Grant them this eternal life.
这样祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of your son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank the Lord for His message.
感谢主赐下的信息。
That we could live each day in every circumstance under the blaze and hope of the resurrection.
我们在每一天的生活中，能够在主的复活里面。
Let's turn to our bulletins.
请翻开周报。
First prayer request is to pray for those people who are currently sick.
第一项讲到为了还在病痛中的弟兄姊妹代祷。
And secondly, we want to welcome any new friends. If you're new, please stand up and give a short introduction of yourself.
第二项，我们欢迎第一次到我们当中来的弟兄姊妹或朋友，请你站起来自我介绍一下。
Welcome.
欢迎。